Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Today's show, we're going to talk about basically surprises. Surprises in life absolutely always and consistently happen. And we hope that the show today gives you a different perspective, or a better perspective, or another perspective, or however you want to look at it, on the subject of surprises and the things that happen to us in our lives. If anybody's interested in calling in, the call-in number is, of course, 323-443-7471. Again, if anybody would like to call in with a comment or would like to share a short, very short story with us about how, you know, a surprise has hit them, we'll be more than willing to take those calls. And again, the number is 323-443-7471. But with no further ado, let's go forward and let's see what we uncover in today's show and how things come together. Again, surprise is something that happens to all of us. We're all constantly bombarded with different things that happen to us in our lives that are always full of surprises. Some of these surprises are surprises that we welcome. When they come, we're so happy that they came, we don't know what to do. Some surprises are surprises that we weren't expecting, and sometimes when they come, they cause us great pain and sometimes great confusion. Please understand, though, that there are good surprise and there is bad surprise. But again, like everything, it's not necessarily what happens to you. It's how you handle it, be it that you see that surprise as a good thing or a bad thing. How we maintain ourselves as we look for and look to achieve balance in our lives is also shows in how we accept surprise. Everybody's got different temperaments. Everybody's got a different way of seeing things and dealing with things, and everybody's reality, no matter how much we all may be experiencing the same thing, each person's reality and perception is very different. Sometimes as we go through our lives and as we experience different surprises, those surprises are very subtle, and then sometimes they're very flamboyant, very robust surprises that occur to us. But how we deal with each one of those surprises as we go through life is the biggest thing. It really is. And it's understanding that, first off, how you respond or your ability to respond is going to be the key, really, in how you deal with it and how others perceive that you handle that surprise, be it that that surprise is good or bad. You know, it's always interesting, especially when you deal with younger people, how some younger people are very perceptive and some are not very perceptive. You know, I've got one young man that I train with, and it always amazes me how, no matter what the subject, he appears to be clueless, unless it's a subject that most adults would consider to be rather useless, which is probably video games and cartoons. But it's just interesting how I can talk to another 14-year-old who pretty much grew up in the same environment, who has parents that are from the same place, and that individual is more aware of life. They're more in, we'll say, this plane than the other young man is in this plane. I also found from talking to my daughter, I was very surprised at some of the things that that she's brought to my attention. In some cases, they were things that I had noticed. In some things, they were things that I hadn't noticed. But the good surprise of this was that there was a lot of logic. There was a lot of reason. There was a lot of thought in the information that, in this particular case, my, you know, now almost adult teenage or not almost adult daughter was sharing with me. And those conversations have always brought on surprise. And in this particular case, they've been good surprise, to where some of the, we'll say the older children have not had the same base of, now again, this is of course my opinion, but they have not had the same base or foundation of logic that I found in again, one of my younger children, which is interesting, and that's a surprise for me. But again, each time that your children or anyone else shares a point with you, it's always to try to look at the source. It's always good to try to look at yourself and then understand that if that person's perception is different, then that person's perception is different based on what they choose to believe, what they've been led to believe, and what they accept. And I know it's all kind of what they accept, but some of us only accept information because that's the only information that we've been given, and we don't have any other barometer to look at to make a different choice or to have a different opinion. So we base our opinion on our experiences, and in some cases, in most cases actually, the experiences of other people who are around us. And from the combined experiences, good, bad, right, wrong, or, you know, selfish or not selfish, we come up with the conclusions in which we come up with. And the end result is, of course, how we're going to deal with that problem. But on the show today, again, the one about life is full of surprises, I guess the number one thing that I want to drive home is that you have to be open. You have to be receptive. You have to understand that sometimes your way of doing things may not be the right thing. Now, that's a surprise where you find that you weren't on the right track or you weren't in the right course. And actually, on the bottom of the show, I put a thank you to a gentleman. But before we get there, I'm going to go back. You know, I put some quotes on the show today. And the reason that I put those quotes on the show is because I thought that those quotes were very appropriate yet interesting. I thought that those quotes carried and expressed a lot of knowledge and information, and that's pretty much why I actually shared them. But, you know, to go back and look at them, you know, from the experiences and wisdom of others, we have the ability to gain great knowledge. However, we have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to open up not only our ears, but our hearts, our minds, and our souls to be able to accept, and in some cases to be able to shun some of the information that's good and some of the misinformation or bad information that's not out there. But it's amazing how much, if you're really what I would call an intelligent person, you realize that the more you believe you know, the more surprised you are, yet the more accepting you are to the fact that the more you believe you know, the more you don't know. And that's the interesting thing. And again, when I talk about, you know, motivational speakers, writers, scientists, philosophers, just our elders in some cases, our grandparents and great-grandparents and our neighbors and everybody else, the people that mean us good are the people that believe what they're saying and are expressing it because they believe it to be true. It's always interesting to be able to kind of think of it as a window into that person's thought process, you know, or lack of a thought process. You know, it's really always interesting to see an experience. You know, you have Henry Ford. Henry Ford was a great industrialist. He truly was. The man was way ahead of his time. The interesting thing about it, when you think about it, though, is that Henry Ford was ahead of his time, yet he was ahead of his time with certain concepts, but a lot of the things that he brought into being weren't originally his concepts. They weren't originally his ideas. They were ideas that he took from other people, but he was willing to share. Bill Gates, same thing. A lot of the things that have made him the famous and great man that he is, surprise, surprise, isn't necessarily his individual genius. It's his ability to take the genius of other people, string them together, and basically make that quilt, basically bring it together and give it structure and give it foundation. And his ability to take their ideas and work them together and work with people as a team to create and do the things that he's done is phenomenal. And that's another reason why I have the thank you there for another person who wasn't listed as in one of his quotes. But just the gentleman's sheer ability to take his thoughts and ideas and basically be able to express them to other people to help them to grow, which is one of the main things that he's doing. But anyway, back to in his business and his quest for life on his, while he's on his mission through his journey. Henry Ford said that one of the greatest discoveries a man can make, one of his greatest surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. That's a surprise. The surprise is that this was a person that believed that they couldn't do something, but because they tried, because they put forth that ability, they found that they could move to the next level. They found that they could obtain success in that particular arena. So again, when we talk about success and we talk about surprise, sometimes surprise is in the very simple things, not just the big things. You know, the surprise of somebody hitting the lottery, or the sadness of somebody hitting the lottery, or the surprise of somebody that hits the lottery and then 5 years down the road you find that even though they had this windfall, now they're more miserable than they could have ever been. Over the surprise or the happiness of someone like Mother Teresa, who was, for the most part, happy with life, happy with God, but very unhappy with the atrocities or the inhumanities or ungodly things that people did to them, to themselves and to others, you know, for the love of power, the love of money, and the love of want and things along that nature. We're not going to go through the seven deadly sins, but you know what I mean. Then you have another saying that's actually on there. It says, sometimes you surprise the goalkeeper, and sometimes the goalkeeper surprises you. In my career, I've tried to do more of the first than the second. Well, that same thought or mindset goes for us on the Zurian Show. We hope that each time that a person listens to our show, that person gets a feeling of the fact that there's information in there that is actually meant for them, even though it may be something that's entered into the speaker's mind or maybe something that the guests or whoever's on the show is actually bringing in. The reason that we're sharing that information with you is because we want you to have another perspective. We want you to have more knowledge. We want you to know a certain thing. We also want you to know that there are people that are going through things that are just as bad as you or things that are worse than you or things that may not be or may be great, may be phenomenal things. And those same positive, motivating, uplifting and spiritual things that other people are doing are things that you could do, you know, to help you to reach your dreams, to help you to reach forward into your life and understanding that you also have the ability to change the world. But each of us has that ability, but we actually have to put forth the effort. We actually have to step out of ourselves into a bigger world and understand by stepping out of ourselves and stepping into a bigger world, we're not only brightening our lives, but we're brightening the lives of other people. And that can become infectious. You know, your kids see that, and they do what? They learn by example. They learn by what you give them. You know, that happiness, that joy. I mean, how can you express to somebody to be happy? How can you express to somebody to be joyful if you're never joyful? You know, how can you complain to somebody about not being in a good mood when there's always a frown on your face? You know, there was a gentleman by the name of Joe Gillum who used to be for a good part of his life, he was a motivational speaker. Joe Gillum passed away. I didn't know it, but I'd actually had the opportunity and the honor to speak with him a few times and actually also to attend some of his speaking engagements. And Joe Gillum told me at one time that, you know, when he first got into speaking, a lot of people thought that he was mad. And he was like, I'm not mad. This is my face. This is just the way it is. And what he ended up realizing is that his demeanor, not in his actions, but just in his facial expressions, was affecting his ability to touch people the way that he wanted to touch them. And when I mean touch them, I mean touch them with his words, with his message, to help them to improve. So Joe Gillum had to kind of, what's the saying, fake it till you make it? Well, his speaking was phenomenal. His message was phenomenal, but his message wasn't getting across to people because they couldn't get past what they saw. And what they saw was a man that looked like he was mad at the world. And because they saw a man that was mad at the world, sometimes those people internalized that to he was mad at them, or that they had done something wrong, or that he was preaching a certain word, but he wasn't following it to certain extents. Now, Joe Gillum wasn't a church speaker or anything like that, or that wasn't even his background. He actually was a dean of a college that decided that he could reach more people and affect more people by stepping out of, you know, the education field where he had a master's, but stepping out of the education field and then getting into the public speaking field. So here's a man that took a drastic change on his life because he went from being basically a chief administrator at university to becoming a professional speaker. But anyway, that's a whole long story, and if you want to look Joe Gillum up, please feel free. But he has passed, but he was definitely a leader in his area. And other leaders that I've talked to that have expressed certain things to me that I've found very informational. You know, I was actually corresponding with a lady today who, Kelly Hemp of the Kelly Network, another phenomenal human being that is definitely helping a lot of people through her business and, of course, through her overall actions. And she, again, owns the Kelly Network, and she's out of the Florida area. But anyway, going back, going forward, your perception is your reality. That doesn't mean that it's real. Surprise is something that depends on the individual. How you receive it and respond is the whole thing. You know, your ability to be happy, your ability to be sad, your ability to take the good or discredit or throw away the bad is all up to you. It's all in your mind. It's all how you perceive what's going on and what happens around you, with you, and about you. You need to go confidently in the direction that is going to lead you where you need to be. You need to follow your dreams. I find that most of us are pawns, but we're not pawns of our own destiny. Excuse me. We're not pawns of our own destiny. We're somebody else's pawns. We're basically on the chessboard of life. We're playing somebody else's game. We're not moving ourselves into positions to where we can become the kings, the queens. All right? If we're lucky, we become a rook. You know, if from there, we might become a castle. And if that is something that makes you happy, then please move on with your life and do what you need to do. But if you're the type of person, and most people are, that are miserable, if you're the type of person that constantly feels that they can't get ahead, if you're the kind of person that feels as though that's never going to happen, those good things are never going to happen to me, if you're the kind of person that wonders why other people succeed and you don't, understand that you have to keep that diligence. And then as you keep that diligence, one day you'll be surprised that that person, that great person, that person up on the podium, that person who everybody's talking about in a positive light, not a negative light, is you. Why? Because you're doing great and positive things. But understand, too, that it is part of the journey that each and every one of us has to go through. Again, life is full of surprises. Live life and imagine that you can do it. Remember that if you write it down, if you put it in a way that you can go ahead and obtain that goal, you can do it. You need to also bring the benefits of life to other people's attention and also work to help other people. And this is where we come back again, where I want to thank somebody. Now, the person that I want to thank, let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. The gentleman's name is Marvin. They call him Coach Powell. Now, Marvin Powell is actually, he's also a speaker, but he's not a motivational speaker. He's actually a financial officer, and he also owns a coaching service. And his coaching service is basically for businesses and smaller entrepreneurs that are looking to improve themselves. So he's the CEO of Coach Powell Training and Development. And he's out of the Washington, D.C. metro area. He's also the chairman for the Centerville Community Foundation. He's also with Fairfax County Small Business Commission. and his information is actually on the site. But if anybody's looking for any help in those areas, as in someone to talk to help them with their business development, to help them with their networking, to help them with their ability to grow and develop not only themselves but also their businesses and move forward, Coach Powell is probably the person to talk to. Okay? And also even in the case of maybe helping them to learn how to believe in themselves, I believe he gives you about 90 days to walk the walk and to stop just talking the talk, but to walk the walk. But anyway, the reason that I'm also thanking him is that the other day we actually met at one location where he was speaking, which was a very good thing. So if anybody can go to any of those that he does, please go. But the other thing that he was also doing was he has an event in the Washington, D.C. metro area called Coffee, Tea, You, or Me that he actually regularly, constantly, consistently holds at Panera Bread. So if anybody knows the president of Panera Bread, please contact us and let us know, or let the president of Panera Bread know that Coach Powell would really like to talk to him, and it's a very positive reason that he'd like to talk to him. So you won't be throwing the CEO or the president of Panera Bread under the bridge. But Coach, and you've got all of Coach Powell's information, but he'd really like to talk to him. Anyway, pretty much every Friday, Coach Powell has a little event that he does, and he does it in a Panera Bread, and it's called Coffee, Tea, You, or Me. And basically what he does is for free, again, for free, he brings people into Panera that are interested in growing their business. And he gives them, I think it's like a half hour, basically it's a consultation, and he gives them training on leadership. He gives them training on character, on habits, on building their business, on their brand, all of those different things, on the ability to communicate and network. And he brings these people together and he shares with them different things. I mean, I've attended several of his events, and I have to say that they're very good. And, you know, sometimes he uses books from famous authors, and he basically, it's a tutorial kind of off what they're saying, but it's custom to the people that are actually attending it. And he's done the whole outline and all of that. He does it in a very professional manner. But anyway, the other day I was attending, I met with Coach at an event, and then we ended up after that, we had an appointment, and we sat down and we talked. And basically I had a coaching session. And in that coaching session, talking about this show, which is a surprise, he brought up some things from his own observations that I kind of knew, but I didn't know. Why didn't I know it? Because I was looking through the mirror and not seeing things as they were. And this wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't anything that I did that was hurting anybody but myself. And it was hurting myself and my business and my ability to communicate a phenomenal service, product, and all of that to the individuals. And again, that's back to that constant thing that gets to us. We know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know until we know it. However, even though we know it, sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes it's not that blazing thing in our face. And that's why every now and then we need to get in front of somebody that's going to tell us the truth. We need to get in front of somebody that's going to bring it to our attention so that we can have our aha moment, so that we can have our surprise, and then take that surprise that may have been holding us back and then flip it so that now that same thing that was holding us back, now that we know it's there, we can now do the things necessary to move ourselves forward. Because sometimes the thing that's holding us back from categorical success, from a phenomenal life, from being happy, is mostly ourselves, but it's us not realizing that the things we know we're not doing, the things we need to follow we're not following, the habits we need to, that we know are there and that we can use, we're not utilizing them. The knowledge that we have, we're not using it to the ability to where it's going to, again, catapult us to the position that we want or just move us along that stream of life. But it's also, again, about faith. It's about taking action. It's about being open. It's about being accepting. And then it's about being willing to change so that you can take those things and use them so that you can not only help yourself but help others. Because guess what? You can't help anybody if you can't help yourself. But anyway, today's show is Life is Full of Surprises. Life is full of surprises, and there's other quotes there. Please take advantage of them. All right? The single most important thing in life is to believe in yourself. Start believing in yourself and start doing the things necessary. Don't continually do the same things that are going to make you fail, and then you fail. Find out what's making you fail, make the adjustments, make the corrections, and then do the things necessary so that you can succeed. Find other people that want to succeed. Again, you'll always hear me say this, remove the negative Neds and the negative Nellies from your life. Remove the people that don't want to do business with you. Remove the people that don't want, and let's go back. When I say people that don't want to do business with you, I'm not saying everybody has to do business with you. Let me correct that. What I'm saying is, when I say people that don't want to do business with you, I'm talking about people that don't want to help you in your life, even though you want to help them. They don't have to be your clients. They can be giving you referrals. They can be doing other things. They can be pointing you in the right directions. They can let you know when you have a fault that you're not aware of. They can pull you to the side and be a good friend, a good steward, a good shepherd, a good partner, a good family member, relative, whatever it is, and let you know that they see a problem and that problem is holding you back. You know, as Sam Schwartz would say, sometimes you have to walk up to a person and you have to say, I have a question. If I was to tell you something, if I was to notice something that you were doing that was holding you back from having success, would you want me to tell you? 99% of the people on the planet would say yes. Why? Because they want success. However, most of us aren't giving the people that opportunity. We're not bringing it to their attention. So technically, we're helping them fail. So surprise some people, do some great things, move on with your life, be happy, wake up every day and understand that you have another shot at whatever it is you didn't do yesterday, or you're one step closer to everything that you always dreamed of having. But again, that first action takes place once you make it happen, and until you make it happen, it's not going to happen. But the first thing you have to do is, again, be able to take care of you. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening, and also let you know again that I am always honored with the fact that you allow me to spend 30 minutes with you and that you also sharing the show with other people. I think right now we're up to something like 11,400 people have actually viewed our profile and, you know, listened to the show and all of that, and that's a beautiful thing. Because, again, for a show to only have been around for a little over a year and a half, especially since we don't advertise. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and everybody have a blessed and great day, a wonderful life, and do the things that you know you need to do to move forward in your life. Again, thank you to Coach Powell for his insights and him sharing and spending a little bit of time with me and all the other entrepreneurs and people in general that he's willing to do. And for all of you that want to do great things, stop waiting for tomorrow. Get out there. Start now. Do it. Just do it. Take care.